This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We start the program today with a company that's seen a lot of, well, turbulence the last couple of years. I'm sorry about that, but it's true. Boeing has been up against airlines and regulators, both of which are calling for big changes after quality and manufacturing defects that have killed hundreds of people and spooked some large part of the flying public. Those changes, as it turns out, came today. CEO David Calhoun is going to leave at the end of the year. The chairman of the board is going to step down, too. And the head of the commercial airplanes unit is out now. Here to break it all down is David Slotnick. He's an airlines business reporter at the travel site The Points Guy. David, good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
It was, I think, if you read the tea leaves, only a matter of time before big changes at Boeing. What do you suppose took them so long?
You know, it's hard to say. You have to wonder if they thought they could ride it out or if they wanted to have more of a succession plan in place. But, you know, I would certainly agree that this was inevitable.
Also, Calhoun, by the way, sticking around to the end of the year, that's transition time, right? He's going to give the board time to find somebody else who can do this?
Yeah, exactly. It's a big company, and that kind of just sudden shock, I think, would be difficult for it to manage through.
Let's talk about the culture at Boeing for a minute, because so much of it has come down to the culture of safety, or perhaps the lack thereof. Boeing used to have the highest possible reputation in manufacturing in this country. What happened?
Yeah, it did through the 90s. You know, they merged in 1997 with McDonnell Douglas, which was another aerospace firm, another American company. And it had a notorious reputation for basically bean counting. It was seen as a company that led, it made decisions by finance only. It wasn't really engineering led. And, you know, I think critics would say that Boeing has sort of absorbed that culture, and that's what's become the predominant factor there.
Do you suppose they can turn it around? I mean, I grant you this is a crystal ball, spitball kind of question, but what do you think?
Yeah, you know, in recent weeks, I've been speaking with colleagues and experts and analysts and everyone, and I think the general consensus is that's a really hard thing to do, right? Turn around 30 years of culture at such a big company. Can it be done? Sure. But, you know, I think we would maybe need to see more changes than just a CEO and just a couple executives.
It's worth a note here that the woman who is going to take over the commercial airplanes unit, which is, of course, responsible for the 737, is a Boeing insider. What does that tell you about the prospects for change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what these critics are generally saying is we need something, Boeing needs something from the outside to just reset the culture. And what we're seeing is this person taking over who doesn't have much of an engineering background, has, you know, been in financial roles and various executive roles at different divisions of Boeing. So I think a lot of people would say that there's not much change there.
Yeah. Of note here, this is the second Boeing CEO in a row, I believe, to Calhoun said he's going to retire, not being fired, but certainly he's being squeezed out. Dennis Muilenburg, also about 4 or 5 years ago, was forced out because of 737 problems. That cannot possibly be a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a number of Boeing CEOs since the merger who've left under not great circumstances. You know, I think it's telling that Muilenburg left during the last Boeing 737 MAX crisis, and now we're on to the next one.
All right. So look, what happens if Boeing cannot fix this? You and I talked last time about the fact that, you know, you got Boeing and you got Airbus and that's about it. You know, there's a Chinese startup, but they're decades away from competing. What if Boeing can't do this?
You know, frankly, no one knows. I think a complication here. Well, there's two complications. One, Boeing is in a lot of ways too big to be allowed to fail. It would devastate the global markets. But beyond that, you know, Airbus is booked up for deliveries through the 2030s, through the early 2030s. Boeing is too, to a degree, but there's just too much demand for airplanes for Boeing to like suddenly stop producing them. So, you know, one way or another, I think Boeing is going to stick around and continue to make airplanes. I think that really it's up to regulators, shareholders, the board to try and just make sure it's doing it properly.
David Slotnick at The Points Guy. David, thanks for your time and your expertise. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Appreciate having me on.